This is JIS News. Coming up, government seeking to reduce misery levels of patients, healthcare workers being trained to improve maternal health and reduce child mortality, and Heart Foundation calls for a stop to illicit trade of tobacco products. Details after the break.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The government is seeking to reduce the misery levels of patients who utilize public health services. The misery index of a patient is influenced by diagnostic services, the environment, efficiency, client satisfaction, and customer service. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says strategies are being put in place to improve client experience and customer service at all public health locations.
We have a draft customer care policy now that will be going out for consultation with the associations, etc., because we also are saying to our health workers that we must be courteous, we must be compassionate in how we treat our patients, even as we appeal to our clients and our patients not to abuse our health workers.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. An audit is being conducted in all four regions to determine the shortfalls and what critical areas must be addressed. 1,200 healthcare workers are being trained as part of an initiative to improve overall maternal health and reduce child mortality. The training is being facilitated through the European Union EU-funded Programme for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC, and the International Organization Footprints Foundation. It aims to improve the technical capacity of public health nurses, midwives, doctors, and other healthcare workers in delivering maternal and child healthcare services in primary health. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson has expressed appreciation to the EU and the Footprints Foundation for their efforts to strengthen obstetric care in Jamaica.
This is a direct effort on their part to help us achieve Millennium Development Goals 4, which addresses the reduction of child mortality, and Millennium Development Goal 5, which speaks to improving maternal health.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the ceremony for the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministry of Health and the Footprints Foundation on May 26. Executive Director of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Deborah Chen, is calling on Jamaicans to work together to end the illicit trade of tobacco products. This call comes ahead of World No Tobacco Day to be observed Sunday, May 31, under the theme Stop Illicit Trade. The Heart Foundation and the Ministry of Health will use the observance to highlight the health risks associated with tobacco use, as well as advocate for effective policies to reduce tobacco consumption.
I think the most important thing that we need to understand is that the tobacco industry is a profit-making business, and that is the only aim. I don't think any of us would put $300,000 in a bag and burn it every December. But that's what we are doing every day when we smoke. Go and get help. Call the National Council on Drug Abuse. If you don't smoke, do not start.
Ms. Chen was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. The Ministry of Health and the Heart Foundation will host a joint anti-tobacco youth forum on June 1 as part of activities to mark World No Tobacco Day. And history has been created with Jamaica chairing the 100th session of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO. Jamaica is being represented by Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil at the session being held in Rovinj, Croatia from May 27 to 29. Jamaica was elected chairman of the UNWTO Executive Council for the year 2014 to 2015, a first for an English-speaking Caribbean country. Some 200 participants from UNWTO member states, as well as representatives of the UNWTO associate and affiliate members, are expected to attend the session. Among the issues to be addressed at the high-level meetings are strategies to mainstream tourism in the global agenda, an assessment of the performance of international tourism in 2014, and the outlook for 2015. Following the UNWTO Executive Council session, Minister McNee will travel to London, England, to meet with representatives of the Jamaica Tourist Board, as well as other strategic tourism partners. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.